Today's story is The 99th Sheep, written by Merrill Doney, illustrated by Taffy Davies. Jesus told two very famous stories to show just how much God loves us. One we call the lost sheep. The other is usually known as the prodigal son, but it's really about two sons. One took his share of his father's money and left home. The other stayed behind, but was very jealous when his brother was welcomed back. In this story, I have mixed the two together and told them from the sheep's point of view. Jesus' message is still the same. God loves each one of us. Merrill Doney. "Oh, my poor feet," said Curly as he limped down the track toward the fold. It had been a long, hot day on the hillsides outside Bethlehem, and every sheep was glad to see the gray stone walls of home. "Don't shove. You pushed." "Ouch, my hoof," cried the sheep as they all tried to crowd through the doorway at once. 1, 2, 3, the shepherd began his patient counting. 65, 66, 67. His practiced eye picked out each sheep as it passed. 96, 97, 98, 99, heard Curly as he limped in last. "Wait a minute," said the shepherd. 98, 99, someone's missing." "It's not me, I'm here," said Curly. The shepherd turned to look back up the track. Already the sun had dipped behind the hill. The path was empty. "Judah, Ben, help me count again," he called to his two sons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 98, 99. "It's Daisy," said Curly. "Bah, trust Daisy," said another sheep. "Always trouble," came several more bleats. "It's Daisy, I think," said Judah. The shepherd sighed. "You know what to do, boys," he said to his sons. He hitched up his water bottle back onto his shoulder, took up his crooked stick, and wearily started up the path. The sheep settled down to sleep. "Move over. I haven't any room." "You've heaps of room. You're too fat." "No, I'm not. Mind my hoof, clumsy." Judah pulled his cloak around his shoulders and settled himself in the gap in the wall, making himself into a human door. Ben set out for the village to ask for help. When Ben arrived in the village, everyone was preparing for the evening meal. He went to a friend's house. "Please, can you help us? One of our sheep is missing," he begged. "It's Daisy." "Daisy," everyone laughed. "Not again." Out on the mountainside, Daisy looked up from the clump of grass she was munching. "That's funny," she thought. "Where is everyone?" She scanned the empty path. The tips of the hills were glowing pink in the last rays of the setting sun. There was no sign of the flock, the boys, or the shepherd. A moment later, the sun dropped behind the mountains and the world was dark. "Bah!" Daisy bleated in alarm. "Where are you, shepherd?" Without stopping to think, she began to run uphill. The path narrowed into a track. Thorns scratched her legs. Suddenly, the path disappeared altogether. "Help!" she bleated as she fell head over heels. "Ouch!" as the brambles caught her. "Bah!" as she landed on a narrow ledge. "Help!" she wailed, but her voice echoed way down in the valley of the darkness. The night was just turning to gray morning when Daisy heard a tiny sound. Was it a voice calling? High above her, two vultures began circling lazily. Vultures love young sheep to eat. Daisy froze with fear. Then she heard the sound again. It was nearer this time. It was definitely a voice. "Bah!" called Daisy as loud as she possibly could. "Bah!" "There you are." The shepherd's face, tired and hot, broke into a delighted smile as he peered over the cliff. Swiftly, he scrambled down the ledge and began to pull back the thorns. "Soon have you out of there, Daisy," he said as he worked. Finally, he lifted her up in his strong arms, slung her onto his shoulders, and began the long trek home. Daisy closed her eyes. She was safe. Back in the fold, the sheep were restless. "It's not fair," moaned Curly. "All this fuss over Daisy. She's always dreaming and wandering off." "Yes," said another sheep. "She's just greedy, if you ask me. Serves her right if she's lost." "Would you like to be alone and lost on the hillside at night?" asked a kindly old ewe. Curly looked up in the sky. He could see two vultures circling in the distance. He shivered. The sun was just coming up behind the fold when Curly heard the familiar whistle. The sheep, who had been huddled together dozing, stirred and looked up. Striding down the path came the shepherd, and there on his shoulders they could see the small, woolly outline of Daisy. "I found her," the shepherd called to his sons. "Is she okay?" "Yes, she's fine. A bit scratched. She was caught in brambles." The boys ran to meet their father. The shepherd grinned his happiness from ear to ear. "Go get your mother and the neighbors," he said as he set Daisy down gently in the fold. "We'll have a breakfast celebration." The sheep were not so delighted to see Daisy. "Stupid," said one as she limped forward, causing so much trouble. "It's not fair," said Curly loudly. "All this fuss over Daisy. We have been here all the time. We didn't get lost, but Daisy gets the party. Shepherd's favorite." There was a long silence. Finally, the old ewe walked over to miserable Daisy and licked her nose. "He's a good shepherd," she said. "He cares for every one of us. It wouldn't matter if it was me or you or Curly. If we were lost, he'd come looking for us. That's just how he is." What a celebration breakfast they had that morning. The shepherd's wife brought newly baked bread. The boys carried water bottles and wineskins. The neighbors added figs, cheese, and olives, and the shepherd played his pipes. Daisy kept close to the shepherd, and so did Curly, the 99th sheep. The shepherd bent down and patted them both on their woolly heads. "There," he said gently, "this party is for everyone." The end. Whether intentionally or by accident, we have all been Daisy, and we have all been Curly. So may we forgive each other the way we want God to forgive us and live as Jesus lived. Amen.